News from South Bank. Colleagues of Pedo Falzon say he had keys to tenants' homes. A paedophile who was jailed for 15 years for a string of historic sex attacks on young boys was working as a painter and decorator on behalf of Southwark Council before he was arrested last year. Marcelino Falzon, 57, lured the children into his home and car so he could abuse them between 1998 and 2002. He was convicted of 26 counts of sexual assault, gross indecency, inciting a child to commit a sex act, and attempted rape of two boys on July the 15th in a London Crown Court. But police suspect he may have had other victims. Following his trial, two men who claim they worked with Falzon recently for Mears, a repair contractor for the council, spoke of their shock. One, who asked to remain anonymous, said, "I felt disgusted that I'd had lunch with this man. I've sat and spoke to him as a colleague and as a friend. He had a golden key with people's houses every day with children. It's making me feel sick, to be honest." Another said his current employer, Mears, should be informing tenants of their employees' past, and the detectives appeal for other potential victims to come forward. We brought up the issue today of this guy having untold access to tenants and obviously to their kids as well. "My company, Mears, are refusing to even let tenants know," he said. However, a spokesperson for Mears insisted that the firm had fully cooperated with the police's investigation and complied with their instructions. Alan Long, executive director, said, "This was a historic case. The person was not employed by the council or Mears when the incidents happened. Marcelino Falzon was suspended as soon as we became aware of the allegations. The matter has been dealt with through the courts." Falzon befriended his victims, who lived near his home in Stamford Street, South Bank, and offered to take them on driving lessons and local day trips. He abused them at his home address, in his car, in a bookshop in Blackheath Road, and in a changing room at Seven Islands swimming pool, Rotherhithe. His crimes only came to light when one of the victims, now in his 20s, reported the abuse to police in November 2012, after which police were able to trace another victim. Any other victims were urged to contact the MPS Sexual Offences, Exploitation and Child Abuse Investigation Command on 020 8721 4128.